In a little book called Diamond Dust, I found an anonymous quote that caught my attention. If, in spite of all your tears and prayers, God has left you in a dark place, perhaps it's because He knows there are still treasures to be found there. Those who work in mines know what darkness is, pitch black darkness. Unless electricity has been brought to the mine, they're totally dependent on their miners' lamps to help them see anything at all. Yet in that darkness exist valuable minerals, silver, gold, even diamonds. So too, in our lives, there are precious discoveries to be found during the dark times. A few weeks after a friend of mine lost her son to suicide, someone asked her how she was doing. Her answer? Devastated, but not destroyed. In the dark, God was revealing new insights into His love for her, new realization that in the deepest darkness, He was still with her. To find those valuable treasures, we must continue to seek God, even when we cannot see how His hand is directing us. Hebrews 11:6 says that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Perhaps you are in a very dark place right now. Perhaps you've just lost the most precious person in your life, or you've learned that you have a physical condition for which there is no treatment, or you've just found out that a scam has stripped you of the funds you plan to live on for the rest of your life. Don't give up. Continue to seek Him with all your heart, for God has promised, "You will seek Me and find Me when you seek Me with all your heart." Who knows what treasures you will discover during this dark time? God rewards those who diligently seek Him, especially in dark and difficult places.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.